from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As we go back to the second inning of June 26th, and strike number one as he fouls that back, and that's when the rains hit and shut down the ball game. And so we pick it up as a suspended game for game number one. And now Danny Jansen, a month later, traded to the Boston Red Sox. And here he is behind the plate in a Red Sox uniform and ready to catch the rest of what was his at-bat. Now, the fascinating thing here is, had the count been 0-2, conceivably, he could have caught his own strikeout that would have gone into the book as his K.
I know what you're thinking. Wait.
Wait, what?
One more time? Okay.
Yes.
So, Blue Jays, Red Sox. Danny Jansen is his name.
Okay. Danny Jansen.
He was batting. Game got suspended.
Okay.
He got traded.
To the Blue Jays.
To the other team.
To the other team. The other team.
Yeah. So he's traded to the other team.
Or to the Red Sox, excuse me.
To the Red Sox. Then he gets put in the game as a defensive. He caught the at-bat that he started 2 months later. You're
okay,
in the batter's
two
box.
Two months later.
The batter's box looking at pitches. Rain delay, off. 2 months later, you come back, and now you are catching the at-bat.
Yeah.
Imagine it's one of those cut-ups like MLB.com. Like, oh, give me the recap of this game. All right. And now they just cut it from June 26th to yesterday. And now catching the guy that was hitting a minute ago.
Yeah. He just, like, teleports from the batter circle to the catcher mound.
Would you feel comfortable saying that Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak is 10 times more likely to be beaten than this scenario to happen again? Changing teams and finishing your own at bat. Not just changing teams in the same game. Not just changing teams in the same inning. The same at bat.
Uh-huh. Probably more unlikely than is it, what was the other version of it? The guy from the Orioles who didn't have a hit for like 80 straight games. Chris Davis had a streak recently.
Right.
Is it more unlikely than that? Well, yes. If it's ever happened in how many Major League Baseball games have there been in history? Like a million? 10 million?
100 million?
100 million.
And there's also the thing that Dalton Varsho, the guy that finished the at-bat, he's on like a 22-game or 18-game like on-base streak.
Uh-huh.
And he struck out, but it doesn't count for him because it's Danny Jansen's at-bat. So Danny Jansen gets another strikeout his stats, but Varsho's on-base streak is still alive statistically.
That's a sham. You're telling me I didn't even strike out, but I got the strikeout against me? I didn't strike out. I caught the strikeout.
You caught the strikeout. What kind of move would it have been had? What is it if the guy swings and the ball hits the dirt and then you catch it, then the batter can run to first base, right?
And you can tag yourself out?
What if he just decided not to?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I dropped it.
I want to
hit. I dropped it. Guess I didn't strike out.
Yeah, I had incentive in my deal.
That's amazing.
It is nuts. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Ask on Twitter, and you can answer this as well. Read some of the responses. The number one takeaway from the preseason is often how healthy is your team. And for the Bills, it could be worse. I mean, Milano's injury is a big deal. Mm-hmm. The receivers got hurt. The safeties got hurt. But they're generally pretty healthy. I think we're okay with where they are. It could be worse. Could be better. Could be worse. What's the number two takeaway? What is your other takeaway from the preseason? If you have one, and I'll read you some of the responses, I should say. Mike writes in, The offense is an unknown. We saw almost no Josh Allen or first-team offense. Was hoping to at least get a look at it in a live game setting. It didn't work out that way. Had another one about the receivers. Like, the receivers didn't even get a chance to show us anything. And, you know, that is what it is. I think that is true, by the way. While we can sit here and worry about the receivers, it's not like they got a lot of great opportunities. Mm-hmm. Keon Coleman had a couple plays he should probably get back. But outside of that, I mean, what did Curtis Samuel have the opportunity to show you? What did, I mean, Shakir showed when he was in there a little bit.
Well, they also had quarterbacks. The receivers couldn't do much because, one, they had Trubisky in there who wouldn't throw the football. And then, two, they had guys in there that just showed up and didn't know the offense really.
Right, right. Exactly. If you had the Josh Allen offensive performance in the joint practice, which, you know, wasn't televised, the Bills offense did pretty well there. If you saw that in game two instead of a Trubisky offense, you might feel a little bit different. So I think it's fair to say the receivers didn't get a chance to show much, and didn't really show much. More on this. Will Rousseau finally dominate, and will our defensive line be great? Rousseau is someone that this preseason maybe reminded people this is a blue chip caliber prospect. Mm-hmm. If he really becomes who the Bills hope he becomes, that's a big deal. So Rousseau's a good answer. I like that one as well. A lot about the receiver depth on these tweets, and also on backup quarterback being a mess.
I have a takeaway that's on the defensive side of the football that I kind of leaned into a little more yesterday looking at some of the numbers on this. I kind of, since the preseason has happened, feel like corner is their second best position behind quarterback. Every single corner on this team that is going to make the roster had a great preseason. Even like Sal said, Elam kind of plateaued. You know why Elam plateaued? Because Elam, the whole thing about him is what? That he makes plays on the ball, right? Like,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Kind of a ball hawk a little bit, takes chances. He's going to have some bad plays where he takes penalties, but he's going to also take the ball away. He'll make some picks. He had 40 coverages. He only got targeted 3 times the whole preseason. Like, they never threw the ball at him. So there was never an opportunity in the preseason to throw it at him. So I feel like even he had a good preseason. So I'm looking at their corner room right now and thinking, and if you include nickel with that, with Taron Johnson, like, corner is probably their second best position on the roster, I think.
And this is where I'll say to you, you're telling me Sean McDermott's going to have a good defensive backfield?
Yep. We just ended up here.
Get out of town, right? Yep. We'll see about the safeties. We didn't get to see much of the safeties because of the injuries there. But
yep.
If they have a good defensive backfield, guess what you've got? You got a Sean McDermott defense.
And you've got a good defense, probably.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a big test this year based on who they play.
Oh, my God. The list of receivers that they play? They open with Marvin Harrison Jr., right? And then they immediately go to Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. And then, man, like, when's the first team they play that doesn't have a good receiver room? Baltimore, maybe, with Zay Flowers. But look at the first month. You play Marvin Harrison Jr., Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, Jacksonville's 3 guys, fine, and then Houston, who's got 3.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got challenges time after time after time after time. It gets a little softer, I guess, later in the year because you get New England a couple of times. They don't have anybody. They just have rookies.
Yeah. Unless they make an Ayuk trade, which
offensively you just can't. That's kind of how also I get to corner. Like, corner, I feel like we got to see it. Offensively, like, I don't know that I don't want to begin to take anything away just because it's so different than having Josh Allen in there. You know, like, even past preseasons, you could have done a better job at this because Matt Barkley would just throw the football all over the field, right?
Yeah.
Like, for a backup, as close to a gunslinger as a backup as you're really going to get.
Right, and watching these Bills preseason backup quarterbacks was begging them to throw it.
I didn't mention, by the way, I mentioned Trubisky and the guys that didn't play. I didn't mention Buechel in the first game.
Would not throw it.
Just wouldn't throw the football.
Throw it.
You know, like, okay, I didn't see anything from Justin Shorter in the preseason.
Right.
I also don't know how much opportunity I really had to see him because the ball wasn't thrown that many times, let alone thrown well. So DiNucci's going to be their backup for week one, huh?
Might be.
That's kind of how it sounds.
He's played in the league.
He played one game in the league.
Was it better than Mitch Trubisky's last game?
And he was. That's the other thing about Trubisky was, like, the merit of him being the backup, let alone the injury adding into it. The Steelers decided last year he couldn't be their backup. He was the number two. Then he played a little bit and said, we got to put the number three guy in here. And they did that, and they never looked back. And the number three guy, Mason Rudolph, was better than Trubisky. So that's proof right there that a team in the middle of the season decided, yeah, he's not good enough to be our backup anymore. And they decided, let's move on to another guy. Now, that guy had been in the room, but hey, that's where Joe Milton was a call earlier. Like, maybe they get somebody in the building now thinking, like, me might have to move on from Trubisky if he ever has to play. So let's get somebody ready that might be able to do it.
The answer to that question, Ben DiNucci, like, his last time he played was 2020.
In the COVID year?
Yeah. He started one game.
Yep, it was a Sunday night game. It was a Sunday night game.
Like the Giants or something?
Yes.
I'll find it. I'm sure right after Jerry Jones said that this guy might be better than Dak. Usually what he does. You play one game. He played the Eagles, went 21 of 40 for 180 yards.
Wow.
Ran it five times.
40 attempts for 180 yards?
Yeah, 40 attempts.
Was he at least better than would Carson Wentz have been the other quarterback that game for the Eagles? Is that how far? But it's 4 years ago, right? That's pretty far back.
Yeah.
And then he's been playing in the XFL, and he's been playing over there.
It was Carson Wentz, yeah.
Hey, listen. Carson Wentz, two picks in that game, 123 yards. Well, he didn't really get outplayed.
This still gets to my belief, which...
That's the Chiefs' backup.
I wouldn't worry about backup quarterback. The Bills have released Ben DiNucci as we had this conversation.
Are you serious?
Yes, Adam Schefter. All right.
Okay. Well, there you go. Glad we got it in.
Joe, it's important to talk about things before they happen.
Yes.
Ben DiNucci released. Okay.
44 seconds ago.
Has he been told to wait in the parking lot?
Yep.
Well, all the best to Ben DiNucci.
All right, so
go snag that tee time that you had. I'm not making a joke. He said that when they called him, he was supposed to have a tee time. You know, go play some golf.
This still, though, is on track with the scenario that we presented, right? That he would be cut, put on the practice squad, and then he could still be their backup week one.
Possible.
Just being elevated from the practice squad.
There's two positions that I am not... I'm just choosing, whether it's for my mental health, I'm choosing not to worry about because... I think it's a waste of time.
Backup quarterback?
Backup quarterback's one of them. If Josh Allen gets hurt, I think the Bills would trade for a quarterback. Or sign one.
Or be the worst team in football.
They would trade for somebody. Your backup quarterback is not always the guy that's going to go in if you need a quarterback. It's just the way that it works now. So they would trade for somebody. Or whatever. Sign Ryan Tannehill if they felt like they could still make the playoffs. So it depends when it happens. Is it week 10? And you can't trade. The deadline's passed.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that they would just roll with what they've got if they thought they had a good chance. And then the other is kicker. And kicker is the number one way to say this. Like, we talked about it with Sal. If you're mad at Tyler Bass and think you can't trust him, I understand. The other ideas are not better ideas.
Right.
You just can't find a kicker that has a resume that can touch Tyler Bass. So...
You'd have to wait until next year.
If I cloned Tyler Bass and put him on the free agent market, you would cut Tyler Bass and sign Tyler Bass clone and say, let's get this guy in here. He's the best kicker on the market.
Mm-hmm.
803-0550 to join us, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.